This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thanks for joining us, Steve. What's been the learning so far for your church during this lockdown?
I think a few things come to mind for me. Certainly the need to reimagine what it means to gather, obviously, to do community together, to do worship together, what is actually important in that. And as we've been unable to do that face-to-face, it's forced us to think through, you know, what is it actually the essence of worship? What is it actually that is the essence of community? How can we do that online? How can we do it in ways that will still be life-giving and nourishing? And of course, technology is absolutely key in that. And some of our churches were already doing that to a great degree anyway. And so I've just sort of bounced off that. Fathers, it's been a steep learning curve. But I think there's a sense here that the whole technology piece is here to stay in a way that we couldn't have imagined 12 months ago, 18 months ago, in the way that faith communities connect and do life and do their gathered community life of worship and of learning. I think, too, there's a learning around that this is not so much about coming to a place at a particular time to do the church thing, but this is about what happens in all of the rhythms of our lives. And we have opportunity to share a care and share the message of hope to others in our everyday lives in ways that are even perhaps more powerful than inviting someone to come with us to an hour on Sunday or something like
that. Yeah. And speaking of that, Steve, how then has your church community been able to serve its local community then during lockdown in terms of reaching out?
Well, certainly in some cases it's been an extension of what's already been going on. So we've seen ramped up need for welfare and social assistance in food banks and other need-meeting ministries that a number of our churches do. And we've had at least one of our churches used as a vaccination hub.
Oh, have you? Yes.
In the west of Sydney, and we've, I guess, been in places where we've been able to advocate for those who are really vulnerable in this space in terms of refugees and international students, asylum seekers, other migrants.
And how have you done that advocacy work, Steve?
Yeah, it's been in partnership with other faith groups as well, and particularly in the area. And then some of our local churches have taken initiatives to, when they know there's been a concentrated population in a particular area, have got alongside that. For example, international students have worked with them on the ground to provide for them when they've slipped through the cracks. Yeah, and then at a faith leaders level, it's about engaging with government, about making sure that those people that might be unseen, you know, become seen and become cared for. And it's great, been great to see actually the way the government's responded in some of those spaces. Yeah.
That's wonderful, Steve, to hear that your church community's been so helpful and welcoming and caring for local community members across Greater Sydney by the sounds. Steve, is there anything you could offer to us at the moment by ways of a word of encouragement?
Sure. Yeah, well, look, this is a season in which everyone will have a pretty unique journey with the challenges of COVID. I mean, for some it's loneliness, for others it's loss of livelihood or pressures of lockdown at home, uncertainty. But the wonderful reality in all this, I think, is that we have a God who promises his close presence to us, and we don't need to feel alone in those challenges. You know, COVID has not taken God by surprise. He wants us to know him and you know, his presence and his encouragement and his empowering in the midst of this, what is a really strange season, and to reach out for him and for help and to know that he's there and able to empower us through this season, every season of life.
Finally, Steve, can you provide a prayer for the rest of us that we might want to pray at this time?
Sure, I'd love to. Yes, yes. Could I pray it?
Yes, please.
Dear God, I bring to you my uncertainty of this time, my tiredness, my impatience with lockdown, my concern for my family and friends, and even for the future. And in this moment, I hand these things over to you. Lord, fill me with your peace and your strength to reach out to others so that I might be a strength and support. May this season draw me closer to you and to your resources for life and for living. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.